Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I want to talk about something that is kind of what I'm always talking about, which is living from the inside out. Now, I've used that phrase as the title of one of our most popular online programs, which is sort of an introduction to the principles. I use that name as the title of my radio show, which has gone through numerous evolutions, but has been on Hay House Radio for about 14 years now. But I don't talk all that often about exactly what I mean by it. I wanted to do that today because in a way, the name is a little bit of a misnomer. And what I mean by that is we can't not be living from the inside out. That's the nature of life. Life works from inside to out, from formless to form. Or another way of saying it that I'll sometimes say is everything comes from nothing. It's a one-way system. We cannot have an experience that does not come out of the nothingness. We cannot have a form that does not come from the formless energy behind life. So when I talk about living from the inside out, it's less a description of a choice that you can make, as if you could live from the outside in, than an understanding of how we are already living. We are living in a thought-created world, in a thought-created reality, moment by moment, day by day, that is being created from formless to form. We live in the feeling of thought. Thought is a formless energy taking form. Thought is the missing link between the formless and the form, between the nothing and the everything. Thought is that which makes up everything. My mom is a PhD in organic chemistry, was a high school chemistry teacher for nearly 30 years. And one of her favorite t-shirts says, "Never trust an atom. They make up everything." Well, I've always thought that a more true version of that is never trust a thought. They make up everything. Because thought is literally the makeup of the universe. It is that which makes believe. It is that which makes beliefs. And when you live with an understanding that everything comes from nothing, when you are having experience and can see that that experience is coming from inside you, from the formless nature of life, and not from whatever you're projecting it onto, not from that situation, that person, that victory, that defeat. Then you're living in harmony with what is. So Sid Banks, who's the Scottish mystic who first started describing things in terms of these principles and the inside and the outside and the inside-out nature of reality, he was one of the first people, certainly the first one I heard, to point out that if you're in a terrible state of mind, you're miserable, you're unhappy, you're angry, you're upset, but you know that it's coming from inside, from you, then you're mentally healthy. But even if you're in a good feeling, a wonderful feeling, happy and uplifted and joyous, if you think that feeling is coming at you from the outside, then you're mentally unhealthy. That measure of mental health is the extent to which you see reality, the extent to which you don't project your experience onto things, that you see it for what it is. Everything comes from nothing. Life flows from formless to form. Nothing that is created can create. Now, in relationships, if you were going to relate from the inside out, part of that would be to see that a relationship has no life of its own. The relationship is a creation of the mind. And you would go back inside. And what you would find inside is our nature, which is love. And when love sits with love, there's a lot of love in the room. And a relationship is a description of that. What is business from the inside out? Well, one of the things Sid said is, well, of course you've got to make a profit for your business. That's common sense. But if you don't take it seriously and do the same things, you'll make the same money. As a matter of fact, it's far better because you're having a good time doing it. In business, understanding the inside-out nature of things just means you're willing to go back to the drawing board every single time. Instead of looking outside for best practice, you go inside, back to the drawing board, back to the well, back to the place of pure possibility. You're simply living more in harmony with what is. So, if you'd like, an experiment that I often offer to clients and that I'm offering to you now is just for the next week. If you really want to go for it, give yourself the month. Live as though everything is coming from the inside out. Everything flows from formless to form. It is a one-way system. Everything comes from nothing. We live in the feeling of thought, not the feeling of a world out there. But we project that feeling onto the world, and then it seems like it's coming at us from the world. Live as if that is true. Live with that as an idea. Now, one of two things will happen. Either the world will make more sense, or the world will make less sense. Either things will flow more easily, or things will become more complicated. Now, spoiler alert. I've offered this experiment up to hundreds of people one-on-one. Not one of them has found life get more complicated. Not one of them has found that things get harder. Now, to me, what I concluded from that experiment in my own life is, oh, this is really true. This is really the way things work, from inside to out, from formless to form, from nothing to everything. And when I live with that understanding, when I live in harmony with that, with truth, life is a pretty beautiful place to live. Have fun, learn heaps, happy experimenting, and I'll speak with you soon.